accept your messages and we offer up our advice. It's 99.7 DJX, and this is group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Dear Ben and Kelly, I'm hoping you guys and your listeners can help with something I'm afraid is eating at my relationship.
Okay.
Please call me Emily.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend, quote, Jake, for over a year.
All right.
Lately, we've been facing some challenges, though. It feels like we're constantly having disagreements, and I'm not sure how to break the cycle.
Okay.
I've been feeling frustrated because I don't think Jake is really listening to me when I talk about the stress I'm experiencing at work.
Okay.
I try to open up to him, but I feel like he doesn't fully understand or acknowledge how I'm feeling.
Mm.
On the other hand, Jake feels like I overreact. And when we try to talk about things, I tend to shut down.
Mm.
And it's really hard for both of us, and I don't know how to get us back on track.
Mm.
We really care about each other, but I'm worried about how we would deal with even bigger issues down the road if we got married and had kids. Any ideas on how we can figure out how to communicate through our issues better and get through this rough patch? Thanks so much for your time and help. All the best.
Oh, wow. So she... she gets accused of overreacting.
Yep, and she doesn't feel heard by him.
And he doesn't hear her. Man, if that's not a, like, slice of just about every relationship I've ever heard of.
It's a classic scenario.
Right?
Yes, I feel like, in general.
Right,
yes.
Right. Like, if I've heard... you are listening, but you're not hearing me. I've heard it probably 100 times. So it's a problem. I mean, you know, I deal with that too in my own relationship. You know, it's like, all right, you know, what are you really saying? And trying to understand exactly what you're really saying and getting to, making a priority, making your partner a priority. So,
well, and I feel like, too, I can be a little bit of a problem solver. Like, my natural instinct is trying to, like, help find solutions to what I perceive I'm hearing as a problem. And sometimes they just want to vent.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that that's something that can cause tension. Like, maybe she just wants to vent and just wants to hear back, like, hey, babe, I'm sorry you're having a rough time.
Right.
Anything I can do? Instead of, like, offering up solutions.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, I'm not ready to hear solutions right now.
I just need you to say, that sucks.
You to hear me process my emotions, and then maybe I'll circle back around on it later.
Right. And I also, I'm sure she doesn't want to feel like he thinks that she's overreacting.
Yeah,
she wants to be validated in her feelings.
That's something every woman loves to hear. Babe, you're just overreacting.
Yeah. If you want to elevate a fight, that's the way to do it.
Oh, quit overreacting. Quit overreacting.
Wow.
All right. So I know this is probably a common issue, and maybe you don't have the answer, because I feel like this is something that everybody works on all the time.
Well, yes. But, you know, maybe there is an actual counselor that can chime in with some tools, some communication tools.
Yeah, we're not professionals over here.
No, but I know that there are better, like, methods, techniques you can use.
Yeah.
Better word choice,
right.
Maybe.
Right.
Best practices.
Right.
When it comes to making sure you're more effective in your communication and getting what you need out of your partner.
All right, so let us know what your hack is for this. Or your story surrounding this, all right? 502-795-1997. 502-795-1997 is our number. This is group therapy, and we'll take some of your stories on the way next. The issue in group therapy is communication, and our listener, Emily, has been dealing with it and frustrated because she doesn't think her boyfriend is really listening to her when she, like, talks about the stress that she has at work, that she's feeling. She's trying to open up to him, but, like, he doesn't hear what she's saying and seems to think that she overreacts.
And then she shuts down.
Yeah,
and the cycle, she can't seem to break it. And so she's just like, listen, how can we get better at this so this doesn't continue to erode our relationship? And then she's worried, like, how are we going to deal with even bigger issues that come down the road if we, you know, stay together, end up getting married, have kids, all the things.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Kelly, you had said earlier that you thought maybe, you know, she just wants to vent and just needs someone to hear her vent without, you know, him kind of commenting on it. Now, Andrew, the love doctor, not a real doctor, calls our show all the time, though, has some advice for us.
Kelly, I tell you what, though, you are pretty much spot on. A lot of times when people come home from work and talk about work, they just want to vent. And so what I've done in the past when somebody is bringing something like that to my attention, I say, okay, do you want me just to listen or do you want me to listen and get feedback? You know, you're asking them, what do you want from me here, right? Do you want me just to listen to hear you vent? Or do you want me to give you feedback on how I think you're feeling or what I think is going on?
Yeah, it could be that simple.
That's exactly right. But sometimes people just want to vent. They don't want you to repeat. They don't want you to respond to them. They just want you to do one thing. It's called listen. But the problem here is people always want to give their opinion.
No, I like what you're saying, where it's like just ask them how you want them for you to respond, you know?
Right.
Well, and it sounds like a recurring theme is she's like talking about her issues at work, and he may be feeling like, my gosh, she talks about this all the time. And so now she's feeling like, well, I can't say anything to him. Who else do I vent to? You're supposed to be my person to be able to hear my struggles. And then he's like, I don't want to hear it anymore. And you're overreacting and stop worrying about it.
Well, the thing is, he should always want to hear it. You should always want to hear about your partner's venting from work, school, whatever the case may be. That's your partner. That's your job. That's what you do. If he doesn't want to hear it, then maybe he needs to find a different partner.
Yeah. All right. Andrew, the love doctor, thank you so much, buddy.
Keep on loving, guys.
Yeah. Well, and don't come to that with Lisa. Lisa texts in and says, hey, one of the reasons I don't date anymore is because I don't care how your day is going. She's like, my job is stressful. So when I come home, I just want to shut it down. I just want to decompress. And I don't care about my work or anyone else's work.
So, but she does say, listen, maybe try to find a way to relax instead of talking. So no one wants to hear negativity all the time. Lisa's just going to roll and tell you like it is.
She's like, listen, I don't want to hear about your day. My day stressful. Don't care what yours was like.
Yep. Holly's like, though, me and my husband always ask each other if we want comfort or solutions. And it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Just automatically, okay, what do you need from me in this moment right now?
Yeah.
Which, you know what? And then I thought, all right. So since, you know, Andrew the Love Doctor is basically our only resident expert, what does ChatGPT say?
Are you asking
this?
AI?
I am asking AI to give its advice on this, and actually it's not bad.
Okay.
So first of all, it says active listening. Encourage both partners to practice active listening, where each person gives the other undivided attention and reflects on what the other person is saying before responding.
Okay.
Non-defensive communication. Use I statements to express emotions, like I feel upset when I don't feel heard, instead of saying you never listen to me.
Gotcha.
That's valid. Setting boundaries. Teach them to when and how to talk about sensitive issues.
Like what Lisa said, don't come to me at all.
Right. Exactly. Like,
that's
especially
my boundary.
When I just come home and I'm trying to decompress and I don't even hear your stuff.
That's right. That's my boundary.
You set time aside when they're both in the right mindset to hear it. Seek understanding, not fixing. Remind Jake that sometimes she just wants empathy, not solutions.
Okay.
And then professional help, get counseling.
Okay. So that's what AI suggests. Not too bad.
That's actually pretty valid.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I'm pretty proud of AI. For like, you know what? Is that going to take the place of actual counselors?
Of us?
People are just going to be like, you know what? I'm just going to put it on ChatGPT. It's going to tell me what to do.
Well, I mean, it's, you still go to the doctor even though you type it into WebMD.
That is true.
So, anyway.
That is true. You do need to like practice those skills.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, Emily. And yeah, keep us posted. That's group therapy.